serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering a rousing speech at the convention in Chicago last night.
Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign.
Walz also thanked Joe Biden, who stepped aside so Kamala Harris could run. Harris delivers her speech on the final night in Chicago tonight. Donald Trump speaking at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. He and running mate J.D. Vance were both behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina. Today, Trump talks immigration at Arizona's border with Mexico. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop today because of a contract dispute with a union representing conductors, engineers, and dispatchers. 10,000 employees in all rail traffic in Canada and shipments crossing into the U.S. halted. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans across the southern part of the country blanketed by dangerous heat. Phoenix closing in on 90 straight days of triple-digit weather. Family of the girl who nodded off during a school trip to a courtroom and then was threatened by a judge is now suing. ABC's Allison Kosick.
Judge Kenneth King first berated Eva Goodman for falling asleep.
One thing you'll learn about my courtroom is that I am not a toy. I'm not to be played with.
Then had her handcuffed, put her into a jail uniform, and threatened to put her in a juvenile detention center. Eva's mother says her daughter was likely tired because their family does not have a permanent home.
It's hard for her to sleep at night.
King was removed from the bench until he completes training, and Wayne State University dropped him as a part-time faculty member.
And a mystery in the skies over Virginia, a black smoke ring spotted hovering over Williamsburg. Experts think it might have been pyrotechnics or possibly smoke from a factory. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has rejected Republicans' proposals about counselors at the state's youth prisons. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake schools have been troubled for years, plagued with allegations of staff abusing inmates. After a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017, guards were banned from using confinement as punishment, pepper spray, and any restraint other than handcuffs. Earlier this year, a guard died after an inmate pushed him to the ground and he hit his head. Republicans wrote to a judge asking for more leeway for guards, but Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge said no, and if they want to make changes, they need to file more legal motions. And there's a new way for you to check out the water quality in Wisconsin's thousands of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources has launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer. It puts all kinds of data in one spot that staff, volunteers, scientists, and Wisconsinites can all share. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Price County Fair is back in town this weekend. Starting today, you can find multiple fun events, including such things as the opening ceremonies at 9 a.m., a horse show at 1 p.m., a petting zoo at 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. There's going to be a magic show at 3 p.m. From 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Miss Teen Wisconsin USA Olivia Negri will be all around the fair, offering pictures and an autographed card. From 4 to 7, there's going to be free monster truck rides over at the grass area by the theater. 5 p.m., there's going to be a roving robot all around the fair. Be sure to keep an eye out for him. 5 to 8 p.m., there's going to be music by Shane Kronberger in the center tent. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., there's going to be Remax hot air balloon rides in the parking lot. And you can't forget the carnival rides happening from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Midway. These are just a few of the fun events happening at the fair. And don't forget, the fair is going to be here all through Sunday. So be sure to stop on by. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for Frances Antoinette Simmerdack, who was survived by her three children, Tom, Leroy, Vince, and Lillian Marlinga. Further survived by her four grandchildren, along with her nine great-grandchildren. Massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 30th at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the start of the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frances Antoinette Simmerdack. Jack Calander, 84, of Prentice, passed away unexpectedly on August 11th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. He is survived by his loving wife of 60 years, Diane, by his children, Audrey, Bant, Jack, Jr., and James, further survived by his grandchildren, by his six great-grandchildren, by his many nieces, nephews, and close friends. There will be a memorial service at 12 noon on Saturday, August 24th at First Baptist Church, located in Prentice. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the start of the service. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jack Calander, 84, of Prentice. Lois Jean Fiedler died peacefully on June 27th at the age of 85. She is survived by her stepchildren, Steve, Talia, and Kate Levisante, survived also by her stepchildren and by her niece and by her nephew. A private family memorial service will be held later this summer. This has been the funeral notice for Lois Jean Fiedler, age 85. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're waiting to get opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? Well, then don't be afraid to take me by
check, yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
It's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. Then bring it on over. Straight. Yeah, I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know you don't want to break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Or maybe you could lie to him and say you'll still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kinda fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band-aid. It ain't my business to be all up in, but I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. You would've hung up by now if you weren't thinking it too. Pressure, whatever, just do what you gotta do. But if I was you, I'd tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. then break up with him. Just break up with him.
This is where summer sounds best.
Let's go. It's a simple wine.
Country.
98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. She's a picture on a mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off the college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl. Better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Drew Baldridge, new song, new artist. She's somebody's daughter, 98Q Country. That Thursday begins just like that. Whether you like it or not, we're here. We'll get through it. We got Price County Fair weekend going on. Well, the fair, the tradition of the fair, I think, is deeply rooted in United States culture, isn't it? Yeah. Like anything else, it's changed a lot. And maybe not quite as much of an involvement in the youth as it used to be, because even as recently as when I was young, and that was not that far ago, I'm a pretty young guy, when the fair came around, just everybody went. And I know a lot of the younger generation still does that. It's kind of a place to hang out, and I get that. But it was the event of the summer in most counties, and it still does serve that purpose in a lot of counties, and I think it does here too in Price County. But there's some county fairs that struggle a bit to keep it rolling. But our county fair does a fantastic job. I mean, it really is a fun community event, and when you consider, you know, the carnival and all the stuff you can get for the cost, and like my son said to me the other day, enough about the prices, Dad. That's what he said. I get it. The prices are enough about the prices, Dad. He's like, good point. Everything goes up. But one thing that we forget about is when things go up in price is that wages have gone up too. They have gone up. Maybe not as much as a $6 bag of chips, but they have gone up. But the Price County Fair has such a great place for your morning guys' history. I was involved in 4-H as a kid. I was the 4-H club president. Ooh, look at me. When the fair came around, that's what we did. We had chickens, we had turkeys, we had ducks, we had geese. What else? Baked stuff and took it there. Had plants at one point. I didn't do woodworking because I wasn't very good at that. My brother was pretty good at that. And a few other things I think we delved in. The chickens were the big thing. chickens and turkeys and geese. Ooh, turkeys and geese were huge. So as a kid, I let Dad do that. But the chickens were big. So you had to be there a lot to make sure they were okay. So we spent a lot of time at the fair. And most of the summer for us as kids involved saving money so we could go to the fair and, have the carnival guys talk us out of every penny that we that we had. And, just doing the stuff at the fair. So it really is a great tradition. I encourage you that if you have kids that are gone, to make it to the fair and celebrate that. There's still the animal barns are always my favorite to go through. And take the kids, take the grandkids out there, pick a day, and support the tradition of the Price County Fair. And maybe think about, getting your kids involved in a 4-H group or entries at the fair. You see the hundreds and hundreds of entries at the fair. It's a great learning experience for the kids, the entry process and the judging and all that stuff, and a whole page of activities at the fair. I think my number one memory for some reason at the fair involved the carnival. Loved the bumper cars. They didn't have the all-you-could-ride wristbands back then, so you had to save your money up. So the sideshow carnivals, there's two that stand out, and one was the cork gun, where you would shoot the boxes of Cracker Jacks and lemon-lime little candy things off the shelf, and if you hit it and they tipped over on the backside, then you got it. My brother, one of my brothers was really good at that, and he would, a whole bag full of candy by the end of the fair. Me, I was a skee ball guy. I loved the skee ball. I was pretty good at it. And there was one point where I can say that I threw a perfect game in skee ball. I think you got, I believe it was 6 balls at that time. And the top you could get was 50. Now the skee ball has the ones in the upper right corner that are worth like 300. But this was the straight up like 10, 20, 30, 40. And then the circle at the top was 50. And I threw a perfect game. And I did it. I was trying to... I don't even think I was trying to impress a girl. I think I was too young for that. Are you ever too young for that? But I was going for something. I'm not sure what it was. And I had almost accumulated enough points for it or tickets for it. And then I threw the perfect game. And I literally won like 5 stuffed animals, all of the same one, but just varying sizes. Just doot, 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 all the way down. And I won it, and I grabbed them all, and here I am like a 12-year-old kid trying to be cool at the fair. And literally, I mean, these things are like draped over my shoulder, balanced on my head. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want anybody to see me with, what am I doing here? So I beelined it for the car, and I got rid of them all. I just wanted the one. I didn't want it all. I wanted all 5 of them, but it was... I remember that. I remember that moment very, very clearly. I can remember the old ski ball. Oh, yeah. The trailer that the side opens up. It's wonderful. Wonderful. So create your own memories at the Price County Fair. Check the list of events and support that this weekend. Some great traditions going on there. The Democratic National Convention continues. Tonight, Kamala Harris will talk. The VP candidate, Tim Walz, talked last night. I see Bill Clinton showed up. We mentioned the other day in the morning show that he has been kind of missing from this whole thing, but he was there. I guess gave a little speech too. So that continues through today in Chicago. The Brewers lost one last night. That stuff's going to happen. I don't think this is going to be the catapult point for the Cardinals. They have a long, long way to come back. We have Brewer baseball a day game for you today. I think we're looking at what, like a 12:35. Or a 1:10, something like that. I'll check the schedule here, and we'll get to that. But day game for the crew for you today. What else? All right, weather, cooperating. If you're vacationing in the North Woods, I see you guys from out of state. Yeah, you're here and enjoying the cooler weather. So you picked a good stretch of weather here. Over the next week or so, very little, if any, rain is forecasted for our area. So very nice. It's going to get hot, though. It's going to get up into the... And I know for those of you visiting from outside the area, you're like, Joel, please, 88 degrees, whatever. But up here, once we get over 80, we're like reaching for something. It's a bit much, Myrtle, bit much. It is. So we could push 90 maybe for Sunday, Monday. That's a possibility. Let's get you updated on what's going on twice an hour. We get you news and sports. ABC gets us moving.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering a rousing speech at the convention in Chicago last night.
Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign.
Walz also thanked Joe Biden, who stepped aside so Kamala Harris could run. Harris delivers her speech on the final night in Chicago tonight. Donald Trump speaking at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. He and running mate J.D. Vance were both behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina. Today, Trump talks immigration at Arizona's border with Mexico. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop today because of a contract dispute with a union representing conductors, engineers, and dispatchers. 10,000 employees in all rail traffic in Canada and shipments crossing into the U.S. halted. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. It was all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. About 3 weeks ago, local Phillips High School teacher Trinity Peshko won the title of Czech Slovak Queen USA. We spoke with her about the event, her feelings on it, and how she feels about having the chance to show more of the culture.
The event itself was just absolutely amazing. It was wonderful going down to Nebraska, being able to compete at the national pageant, and I was just so honored and shocked and amazed and just super, super happy when I found out that I won Queen. And now that I've been Queen for, about 3 weeks now, I'm just super excited for the year ahead, and I can't wait to start attending events around the country.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to get opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Let's get a Thursday morning comedy clip here to get your day off and running.
Remember the eraser made pen? That was exciting. We could erase ink. We felt like spies. Didn't erase the ink. Just scrape a layer of paper off, handed this moth-eaten math quiz. They give you a pencil case with the original six NHL hockey teams on it. Right? Boston, right? Bruins, right? I grew up loving that, man. I grew up loving the Boston Bruins, man. You got your pencil case, you got the six NHL hockey teams on it. Inside your pencil case, you got your bottle of whiteout. You got your compass, which is basically a metal spear. You know, they give every kid a spear that you can screw a pencil into it so you can learn how to draw a circle. Yeah? So you can learn how to draw a perfect circle. Thank God they taught us that, you know? Can't think of where I'd be if I didn't know how to draw a circle, right? Can't think of how many times I've had to draw a circle in my adult life. Went down to the Starbucks the other day, ordered myself a triple grande vanilla latte. They said that'll be $4.75, please. Could you draw a circle? I said, I left my compass out in the car. Well, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to help you.
98Q Country.
About the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under.
hurt and face the rolling thunder. I'm five generations of blazing a trail through barbed wire valleys and overgrown dales. I'm barefoot and bareback and born tough as nails.
You came out to have a good time, so what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you. Hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping.
beat back. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
In his Sunday best, he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. Drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. It looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round, baby, cut that coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. We take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. Still a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time, a smile on everybody's face. That's what I love about Sunday.
Goes Craig Morgan. Love those Sundays. 98Q. Now, a story this morning about alcohol sales at UW-Wisconsin and Badger games and volleyball and stuff like that. And Wisconsin's kind of actually a little bit behind on that. About 80% of major colleges around the country do serve alcohol at ball games, at venues. Of course, the big one, I mean, you know, the volleyballs and stuff like that, people aren't going to probably get too crazy. The football is always an issue because there's a tradition of tailgating, of course, before games, whether it's college or NFL. And that's where people get in trouble. So whether you serve alcohol in the stadium or not probably isn't going to be that big of a deal. They are good to see. Good to see the UW is being proactive, though. You cannot buy more than two drinks at a time. It's just like, I like to be in that board meeting. All right, how can we make this sound like we're not promoting alcoholism? Let's say that you can't buy more than two drinks at one time. All right, that sounds wonderful. So either way, people find a way. Baseball is a different animal. You know, I've been to a lot of Major League Baseball games. Very few people at Major League Baseball games are out of control and drunk, unless it's maybe like a Saturday game where they tailgated before. Saturdays are usually the ones to avoid if you don't want drunk people. But during the day, the Monday through Friday games are usually pretty good. Sundays are also good, too. NFL games, that's a gamble. I've been to a few NFL games in my life, and I'm good. If you've never been to one, I understand. It's fun to go and see the whole thing and the production and all that stuff. But I'm good. If it wasn't for all the people that I had to sit around at NFL games, then I'd go. If it could just be me, and I'm not going to go pay money for a suite. I want to be in the crowd. I want to be in the crowd, but I don't want to be around that guy. You know, that guy who just, slammed the Wapatuli out in the tailgating, and they're all over the place. Every single NFL game I've been to, someone has gotten escorted out from my section for being stupid, usually due to alcohol. So if you can get by that, you're fine. So UW system, the Badgers and stuff, when you go to football games, they do have alcohol available. They limit it, I guess, if that's what you want to call it.
The Glidden Community Fair announces three big days of celebrating August 31st to September 2nd at beautiful Marion Park. Saturday starts with softball, exhibit drop-off. Starting at noon, it's the Glidden Historical Museum, kitty rides, quarter bingo, and the horse pull. At 3 p.m., all ages can participate in the frozen t-shirt contest. And at 5 p.m., it's big money bingo. Enjoy all your favorite cool beverages, grab some food from concessions, and corn from the corn roast. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair, located at Marion Park.
The hunt is on at Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. Right now, get 40% off all Scentlock, Trail Crest, and Game Hide clothing. Plus, 40% off in-stock lacrosse, Danner, Red Wing, and dry shod boots and shoes. Save big on archery, fishing, boating, and camping accessories. Buy a new stump blind and receive a $300 gift card for store use, excluding guns and ammo. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hurry, sale ends September 1st. Excludes Big Bill and Stormy Cromer.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like Whirlpool. Enhance your kitchen with quality and convenience from Whirlpool, like the freestanding electric range with built-in air fryer and the tall tub dishwasher with third rack, all available at the Home Depot. Right now, shop Labor Day savings up to $1,500 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Live. Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Strong and on the
way. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM.